You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Think of that moment when you have to make a 911 call. It is a crisis, often life and death. But that 911 call is likely going through a system that's nearly a half century old. Senate Bill 400 is now before the State House. It aims to modernize Michigan's 911 system. So let's talk about that as we welcome Harriet Miller Brown, who's the 911 State Administrator with the Michigan State Police. Harriet, welcome.
Thank you, Cynthia.
So how would you characterize the current state of 911 service in Michigan?
The services themselves are excellent. The network, it needs to be upgraded. Our 911 system, the majority of it, is still on an analog network.
Which means what in daily experience? What kind of shortfalls need to be addressed?
Right now, an analog system is very limited in the ability to transfer calls. And now with the mobility that people have, calls, sometimes they originate in one jurisdiction and end up getting answered in another jurisdiction. And an IP network will allow for a much more seamless transfer of those calls from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Another thing that an IP network will do, if one system goes down, it is self-healing and can move calls automatically to another center without actually having to get up and flip a switch.
So that's not available in much of Michigan right now?
No.
Well, you know, all this week we've asked our listeners to write or call in with stories or questions that they have about Michigan's 911 system. So let's get your thoughts on this. We're going to start with Robbie Rattan from East Lansing, who left us a voicemail. He was on MSU's campus a couple of years ago, and he saw a bicyclist collide with a pedestrian. And he said the pedestrian was bleeding from her head, so he called 911. And within about 5 minutes, 911 had someone on the scene. But Robbie was particularly impressed by what 911 operators did after that.
They called me later that evening to follow up and give me her status. They told me that she actually was still in the hospital but was stable, and I appreciated that.
Robbie was not the only listener to call us to tell us stories of super and wonderful and heroic efforts from 911 operators. So, Harriet, what do all 911 operators in Michigan do? I guess, what's the range of services they perform and the training they get?
In Michigan, we're one of just over a dozen states in the country that have minimum training standards for 911 operators. The state, my office, oversees training for nearly 1,800 telecommunicators for the state of Michigan, and we make sure that there's a 40-hour course that they go through in their initial employment, and then there's an additional 40 hours of training that they go through after that. But then every 911 center has its own training internally. A number of 911 centers in the state of Michigan have a training period that lasts for over a year.
So that means what, they can help with delivering babies over the phone if needs be?
A number of our 911 centers have the capability of doing what we call pre-arrival instruction, and that's helping walk people through CPR, the delivery of children, babies, and other things such as a burn victim, giving them instructions on what to do, on somebody who's experienced trauma like a significant cut or an impact injury, to help walk them through the process of what we call pre-arrival instructions.
Okay, we're going to turn to Jeff Hunt from Detroit, who wrote us this post on Facebook. So he writes, I had a grand mal seizure and my fiance was panicked and couldn't remember my address. Despite calling from an old-fashioned landline, the operator demanded an address. No ambulance arrived. I guess my question is, can you give us a sense of the technological capabilities that 911 responders have? I mean, can 911 operators locate me if I call from a landline phone?
Landline phones have fixed information on them. When the 911 call information comes in, that phone number is attached to a number. People get what we call voice over IP. They get secondary providers, and it may look like a landline, but it's actually an internet provider connection that they have for their phone service. The customer then is required through their internet service to put their address in. So there's several different ways that a landline phone can potentially work in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and clearly in this case, not so great. So again, would modernizing our system solve the kind of problem that Jeff had?
I don't know what caused Jeff's problem. I don't know if the ambulance couldn't find the house or if the wrong address was programmed into the phone. It could have been a number of circumstances.
All right, let's move on to another listener.
My name is Noreen Hikas. I'm from Vicksburg, Michigan. Vicksburg is in Kalamazoo County, but I live just across the line in St. Joseph County. The last time we called 911 was several years ago, but we were transferred back and forth five times before I was able to get someone to hesitate long enough before transferring me to explain exactly where I was and what I needed. Although I live in one county, I have an address of a town in the other county, and that's not rare in Michigan.
So Noreen's wondering if this is still happening and why it's happening and if there's a plan to keep that problem from happening to others. What do you think, Harriet?
Well, again, I'd need to know a little bit more about the call, and it sounded to me like it went to one 911 center, which we call PSAPs, that stands for Public Safety Answering Point. It could have been on a cell phone that went to one location, and somebody said, oh, the 911 operator said, this isn't our call, and sent it on to somebody else. To be transferred four times, it sounds out of the norm. It sounded like if there had been a proper call intake that could have gotten the information that that dispatcher needed when they took the call to transfer it to the right place the first time.
As we talk about different counties throughout the state, how varied are 911 services across our state?
All of the 911 centers in Michigan have the ability to process wireless 911 calls and get the location.
What about texting?
Over 54% of the population in the state of Michigan has access to text 911.
But that's quite a bit that does not. What would this next generation 911 do to kind of even out the patchwork, if you will?
Right now, text to 911 is completely voluntary, and it's a decision that's made on the local 911 center's part. We have a good 30% of the population that is actually working on providing text to 911 to their citizens, but there are certain technological improvements that need to be made in order for that to happen at a 911 center.
So the Senate Bill 400 that's before a House committee now, what would it do to improve 911 service in Michigan? What would the new technology be?
It creates the funding system needed to actually pay for a 911 network. Once Next Generation 911 is fully implemented, it's going to be able to do more than just process telephone calls. It will be able to process things like pictures, streaming video, seamless text, and other things. But the first phase is to get everybody migrated to the IP 911, the next generation 911 system. And there's a price tag that comes with that.
And some people already have next generation 911, don't they?
They have the first phase of next generation 911, yes. We're looking at getting the entire state to the first phase, just like when we went from a landline system to wireless. That was a big leap for Michigan. We were one of the first states in the country, one of the first large populated states, to completely have wireless 911 for all of our citizens.
So people need to keep an eye on this Senate Bill 400 right now in committee in the House of Representatives. And what's your sense of how it's being received?
We do get a lot of questions about the bill because it does more than just Next Generation 911. It allows for some administrative things to happen with county 911 plans and the technical fee that is collected across the state and a few other things.
In your perfect world, what would 911 operators in Michigan be able to do?
Say if a call gets made in one 911 center and it needs to be transferred to another, it can be done quickly and seamlessly. Because of wireless and especially being on the Great Lakes, a lot of our lakeside counties receive calls that bounce off of the water and can get them from Wisconsin and Ohio and other places. They're going to be able to transfer those calls anywhere and not just be restricted to the county next door. But one of the things that citizens are going to be able to see with the Next Generation 911 network, enhanced location information. Right now, you can dial a wireless call and it can pinpoint you on a flat map, but it can't say that you're on the second story or the fifth story. Enhanced 911 through a digital system is going to be able to carry information like that in the future.
Harriet Miller Brown, the 911 State Administrator with the Michigan State Police. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Harriet.
Thank you for having me, Cynthia.